Number 8, set an intention. What if you didn't use only your 5 senses to move through your day? And instead, you first visualized yourself throughout your day and how you want to feel during each event. This is intention setting. Tap into your senses internally and experience your day prior to leaving your bed in the morning. How do you want to feel drinking your coffee or tea? How do you want to feel during your first meeting of the day? How do you want to feel at the completion of that meeting? Go into the silence and visualize yourself moving through your day and how you will feel as you move through it. So you've laid in bed and you've visualized yourself and how you want to feel during the day. If you're interested, I have a free download to expand on this exercise. I like to get out a notebook and go through it, and I'll show you how. I hope you'll give yourself time to complete this worksheet a few times over a few days and see how it shifts your day into being an intentional experience. If you don't download the worksheet, I'm going to explain how to do it on a notebook. So you'd get out a sheet of paper and divide it into 3 columns. In the leftmost column, you'll write the title Do. And in this column, write down the actions that you have planned for the day. In the center column, you'll write the title Be. In here, I'd like you to explore, how do you want to be or behave during those activities? Do you want to be rigorous, patient, enthusiastic, loving? Write that down. On the furthest right column, you're going to place the title Completion Feeling. Again, the title is Completion Feeling. And I'd like you to explore how you want to feel at the end of that activity. Do you feel whole? Do you feel proud? Do you feel inspired? So go ahead and write that down. Let me show you mine. So here I've got, so do, be, and feeling at completion, or completion feeling. And this is probably flipped for you. So let's see. For example, kids' schoolwork. This is one that is really fun lately. And kids' schoolwork is under the do column. And then how do I want to be? I want to be loving and patient. And then the completion feeling is proud. I also wrote relieved. Homeschooling is one of the challenges that we're going through while the schools are closed during the coronavirus. So I hope that's a good description of the exercise, and I really hope it lands for you. I love visualizing myself achieving my goals and how I will feel as I complete the tasks that will get me there. When you start internalizing your senses and connecting to your inner self, you can bring forward amazing things. As you connect to yourself, you can bring the soul line and the goal line together. Set an intention, go into the silence, and visualize the outcome you desire. The takeaway from this step is, I visualize my life. Give yourself time to envision how you show up for each interaction in your day. As you strengthen your intention-setting muscles, you will experience your intended results at a greater pace than ever before. Please let me know how this exercise performs for you. I can see the potential for change and transformation lighting you up. Tomorrow we will stand in possibility by investing in your growth. This has been 10 ways to move beyond your old story, up level into your greatness with Andrea Luzon. Thank you for being on this journey with me. And thank you for being here today.